We're going to spend the next 2 hours or so going over managed care and other kinds of regulatory concepts. You know, the purpose of the primer, as we've evolved it, is to do everything we can to make the next day and a half as valuable for you as possible. Having sat in the general sessions myself early on, trying to figure out what a speaker was talking about, where should I look, those sorts of things. So what we're going to try to do is basically jump the learning curve a little bit and go over terms, concepts, big picture kinds of things. The speakers at this conference are terrific. And so, you know, they'll spend much more time on some of these things. But our goal is to get you familiar with the Medicare program, with the regulatory environment, and with some of the acronyms, because healthcare is so heavy into acronyms. So we have 2 hours tonight. We'll take a break at 8 o'clock for 15 minutes and then come back. I'll do the first part, which is to talk about some of the terms and big picture things. Violet, I think we'll go. Jed's going to go next, and then Violet will finish us up. So this is pretty hectic. It is, you know, a lot of information. Again, it's a broad survey. We're trying to just orient people so the next day and a half can be as productive for everybody as possible. So in terms of resources, if you're new to health law or you're trying to figure out where do I go when, you know, I have a health law question, what I do, and I have, you know, several decades worth of these books on my shelf. In fact, I get a book rather than a disc, so when I take it back to the department, everybody asks, have you brought the book back, so they can kind of look through, see what they're interested in. They're very good materials. I mean, terrific materials. And so, I mean, I think they have been a resource for me over time. The other thing I put on the slide is the Texas Medical Jurisprudence, which is put out by Norton Rose Fulbright. Not a plug for Norton Rose Fulbright, but...